Hey, did you hear the one about the grumpy old man who hated everything and didn't understand why people do the stupid things they do? Well, you're about to. You're listening to The Ron Van Dam Show on New England Broadcasting.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's The Ron Van Dam Show.
What are you doing here?
Hold on tight. Things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
What are you doing here? Were you intending to buy shoes at Kohl's and you clicked on the wrong website? Is that how you ended up here? I have no shoes for you, so... Well, I'm glad you ended up here. This might be a pleasant surprise for you, or it could be an incredible nightmare. I really don't know which, and we'll find out shortly. Hey, after the show is over, do you want to go shoe shopping? I'm very tired. I keep yawning. I'm boring myself, I think. Or is it you that's boring me? I think it's more that. I started a little garden in my backyard because my life has no meaning and it's something to do. And I actually decided to grow some radishes, and after I did, I said to myself, well, why am I doing that? Who eats radishes? I guess they're tasty. They can go in a salad along with the worms. The reason that I've never really planted a garden before to any great extent was all the bugs and the animals that, you know, and the worms and the little, and you can't spray insecticides on the vegetables you're growing because then you're going to eat the insecticides and they don't wash off. Don't give me that crap. They don't wash off in the sink. You know, you got to put the vegetables in the washing machine, like a couple of cycles, and then in the dryer. It's a big pain in the ass. So now I'm just waiting for a radish to come up and that'll be my salvation. I'm not good at growing things. My wife actually grew people, and I don't know. Is that the proper term? Is that right? When you have children, are you growing people? I think you are. I think you're harvesting people. Yeah. You got to water them every day, which means, you know, bathe them. And, it's just like growing vegetables. The only difference is you don't eat them. Anyway, most people would not be very tasty. You know, that Jeffrey Dahmer guy that apparently ran out of food and decided to start eating people because there's so many of them around? He especially liked Chinese. That's awful. That's not even a funny joke. It's not even a joke. It's not even funny. Anyway, Jeffrey Dahmer, man. I mean, like, what's up with him, you know? Fortunately, you don't run into a lot of people like that. But Jeffrey decided to eat people, and I guess I could get into it if there was, like, a good gravy involved or a sauce. But just to eat people without any kind of condiments? Seriously? What goes with the person? I think a nice, first of all, a glass of rosé or Chablis, and I like Hollandaise sauce splattered all over. This is ridiculous. Who started this conversation? Anyway, welcome to the program. I had some fast food. Yesterday was Father's Day. Oh, happy Father's Day, everybody. I had fast food for Father's Day because I never eat fast food ever. And it was so freaking hot where I live. Oh, my God. I think I live on the sun. I think that's the planet that I'm on. It's a star, by the way, whatever. But it's so hot where I'm living now. It's 90 degrees plus every single day. And I know those of you listening to me in Arizona and California and stuff, you're saying 90 degrees? That's like cool. No, but not to me, man. My skin starts melting at like 70 degrees. You know, the Wicked Witch of the West and the Wizard of Oz? I think she was my grandmother because I'm melting. I'm just melting. To me, when you sweat and you perspire, that's melting. That's your internal juices seeping out of your body because it's too hot in there. And I guess perspiration cools you off. Doesn't work for me. It doesn't cool me off. Just gets in my eyes and I can't see anymore. The summer, I hate the summer. I hate the summer. I know I'm the opposite of you. I know that. I knew that from the beginning. I didn't have to get to know you to know I'm the opposite of you. And that's fine, whatever. But I hate the summer. When most people say, you know, I'm going to get away for the summer, I'm going to go on vacation to a nice hot spot, I say to them, oh my God, we are opposite beings. Not that in the winter I choose to go to Antarctica to lie on the beach. That's not the case either. But I can't bake myself in the sun like a rotisserie chicken. Ugh. Oh my God, splatter me with butter. Which is what suntan oil is to me, or suntan lotion. No more. Oh, there used to be suntan oil. Ugh. That was like baking like a chicken. Now it's suntan lotion. Lotion to me has a very bad connotation. When I was a young adult, went to Bermuda, sat on a toilet, came back to the States with scabies. These are little bugs that attack your crotch area. Not a good place to attack. It was from a toilet seat in Bermuda. So I had to put put lotion on my crotch like for 2 weeks, and it was just, I couldn't have sex. I couldn't do anything. It was all I could eat, I guess, but I couldn't have sex. But lotion has a bad kind. Whenever I hear the word lotion, it's like, ooh, where did you go? What did you get infected with? Oh, no. Spreading any kind of thing on my crotch area is just something that shouldn't be happening. By the way, here we go again. I don't know if you're listening to my show for the first time or not. You should not have kids in the room. Oh, I'll put it a different way. You should not have kids. How about that? Forget in the room. Save a whole step right there. No, you should not have kids. Kids are fantastic. I think they're wonderful. The problem is that they're uncontrollable when they're children and they grow up to be idiot adults, so I guess I don't see the point. Some of them, except mine. Mine are fantastic. Yours, not so much. Not so much. Yeah. Have you ever realized that your children, best in the world, defend them to the teeth, man. I don't even know what that phrase means. Your children couldn't be better. Couldn't be better. Everybody else's children, what pains in the ass, huh? Get the kids out of the room, please, because I have no idea what I'm going to say. I don't plan this show at all. Is it obvious? So I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know where this is going to go. So get the kids out of the room. Anything could happen at any moment, and then it's too late. Then I've already said it. Your kids are marred for life. They have no future. Nothing's going to happen to them. Get them out of the room, seriously. Go tell them to play with the pots and pans. Again, don't ever buy your young children toys at all. You're wasting your money. All they're going to do is play with the packaging. Pots and pans, that's it. You use them to cook, double function, your kids can bang on them. Of course, a child can only bang on a pot so long before someone goes insane, and that'll be you. And now, well, how are you? How are you? Oh, my goodness. I'm starting to realize, I don't know if you're on the same page as me. We're not reading the same book, are we? I don't know if you've begun to realize, but Americans are stupid people. Oh, people are stupid in every country, but because you live in America doesn't make you smart, man. Does not make you smart. I don't know if you heard, I don't know if you've read the papers or anything, but there's a pandemic going on, and it hasn't ended, and there's no vaccine for it. They don't even know what the hell to do about it. And yet, now people in the South, basically, have been released into the wild, and now you can go to bars and mingle with other people, and it seems like everybody in the South is collectively saying, fuck you, I'm not wearing a mask, I don't care if I get sick, and quite obviously, I don't care if you get sick either. And those of you that have pre-existing conditions, which is probably all of you, too bad, you could die. So this is not good. People are not being careful. And now there's the second wave, which is really the first wave with stupid people. And you're going to send yourselves right back into isolation. Good for you. Nice job. And all you had to do was wear a stupid mask. Is that a lot to ask? Just wear the mask when you're in public and you can't stay away from people. Is that too hard? Yeah, but I'm an American. I can do what I want to do. Oh, God, you don't get it, do you? You don't understand. This I can do what I want to do kind of attitude, that's nice, but there's a second part to that. You can do what you want to do as long as it doesn't hurt others. Do we forget that part? Do we forget about the respect part that goes in the Bible and the Ten Commandments and everything else, you know, the Weekly Reader and the Encyclopedia of Home Gardening? I mean, have you read that? Respect other people. Yeah, you can do what you want as long as it doesn't interfere with the rights of others. That's not what I remember. I just remember the first part of that phrase. Yeah, because Americans are stupid, selfish people. For the most, not you. I'm not referring to you, nor anybody in your family, nor anybody you know. Well, actually, I am. So, yeah. You probably know people that are incredibly stupid. You know you do. Raise your hand. That's it. It's about time you raised your hand. You know incredibly stupid people. Don't. No, they're not in your family. They're not. I'm not saying they are. They're other people that you happen to know. They're acquaintances, okay? They're incredibly stupid, vapid, lifeless pieces of stuffing. And you know they exist, and they don't respect you, and they don't, you know. These people must be tagged like wild bison. They must be tagged. So when you're walking down the street and you see this tag protruding from somebody's ear, they have a metal tag on them saying, watch out, this person's literally stupid. Has no regard for anybody else, makes incredibly horrible decisions, is amazingly obnoxious. There's a tag on their ears. Stay more than 6 feet away from these people. So here's the other thing. When you go out in public, talk to people, have a good time, share experiences, but for now, just for now, stay at least 6 feet apart. Can you handle that? Can you have a picnic with some distancing between you as opposed to yelling and screaming in each other's face with spit extruding? Just for a while, just so we can all get through this freaking thing. Give them a little more time to come up with the vaccine. And by the way, you vaccine people, I know you're working day and night to get the vaccine going, and when one of you pharmaceutical companies can come up with the vaccine, you'll be billionaires, so keep working at it. But in the meantime, could you move your ass a little bit, please? Let's get this thing over with. Come up with a vaccine or something that is at least like something. Maybe it doesn't have to, just lessen the amount of people, just something. But in the meantime, we're dealing with stupid people, and the stupid people in this country are going to drive everything backwards to where we were by staying inside, don't go out. We've come so far, baby, and you're screwing it up. It's the same thing with the Black Lives Matter thing, and which is really for all cultures and all backgrounds. Stop profiling them. Stop bothering them. Stop annoying them. Stop treating them in a worse fashion than you do other people. See, I treat everybody in a bad fashion, so I'm good. But I'm serious, man. Treat everybody equally. They're all human beings, and give them a chance. They'll probably be better than you are. But I have no tolerance for racism at all. I mean, none. I have no tolerance for racism, and I have no tolerance for stupid, vapid people that only want to save their ass and nobody else's. And I'm speaking to you, Donald, right to your face, Mr. Trump face. Mr. Trump face, what a infantile way of referring to him. Anyway, he had a rally recently, as you know, over the weekend on Saturday. Just a total failure, total embarrassment. Usually says stuff that gets him in more trouble. He did it again. Just tote him up, Don. Tote him up, Don. When the election comes in November, everybody's going to remind you of what you've done for 4 years and all the things you've said and all the damage you've created. It'll all come up, and you'll be swimming in a cesspool of shit, and then you won't become president anymore, Donald. That's going to end. And you'll be indicted everywhere you turn. Indictment, 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 indictment. And that term, lock him up, it won't be lock her up. It'll be lock him up. And things won't be very nice for you, Don, because for 4 years you acted like a egotistical, self-centered asshole. So what are you going to do? Can you sense that I have an opinion on this? You probably could. I've got a lot to complain about. I've got a lot. I'm complaining about the people on this planet who just totally ignore the whole deal. Totally ignore the whole deal. Totally don't get it. Just don't get it. They don't get it. They have no concept as to what it is to live on a planet with other people. They just don't get it. And the simple resolve, if most of us cared for each other and loved each other and treated each other equally and protected each other, we'd be happy. And then when bad stuff happens, we could handle it. We're in no position to handle anything bad that happens. We just fall apart. It's everything that this country was set up not to be. United we stand, divided we fall. You guys didn't get that, did you? You didn't get the memo. Anyway, that's fine. I hope you're doing well. I really do. I'm spending right now my days in air conditioning. Without air conditioning, I don't know how the cavemen did this. I guess they just stayed in the cave. I guess it's cool in a cave. I've never lived in a cave, and I don't go to a cave very frequently. As a matter of fact, I might have been there once by mistake. So I guess caves are cooler than being out in the hot sun, so I get the cavemen thing. But without air conditioning, I don't know where I'd be right now. Isn't it interesting when men look for a place to live with their wives, usually they usually say, "I want a place, but I want a man cave." And I whenever I hear that phrase, it just takes the male human being and sets them back like millions of years. I want a man cave. What the hell are you talking about? Do you want a space for yourself? Well, yes, I do. Well, then say that. What is a man cave? What are you taking your entire sex species and demeaning it to you being a caveman? Your Neanderthal personality?
I want a man cave.
What the hell are you talking about? What are you doing? Go have your little man cave. Why don't you just go somewhere in a cave?
I want a man cave.
Oh, please stop it. Just stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Unbelievable. I don't know. I don't know. I know many people like that in real life. I really do. They don't know what they're saying. You know the biggest excuse these days is, that's the way I was brought up. That's the way I was brought up. Yeah. We're in a maze of excuses here to explain our ridiculous existence. Or, you know, supposedly.
He's a real idiot. He's a real idiot, but that's the way he was brought up.
Oh, well then, fine. Then go on, be an idiot.
Well, that's the guy had a bad childhood and didn't turn out very well.
Oh, that's the excuse. Okay. So everybody that had like not a great childhood now has a license to walk around like an asshole. Is that what you're saying? Because there are many people that turn their lives around as they start getting it, you know, and they turn their lives around so that they don't continue that chain of assholism. But instead it's an excuse. Just like when little children, you know, or teenagers are playing and somebody gets hurt and, you know, and hey, your child just beat up my child. Well, kids will be kids. What? That's an excuse? Kids will be kids? Kids will be violent if you don't stop it. What are you talking about? Everybody's using an excuse these days. It's the environment, man. Change it. Change it. No one can change it but you. And it's certainly probably easier to be an asshole. I guess it is. I wouldn't know, certainly.
Are you aware that one in every seven Americans is in desperate need of a dope slap? Studies show that every 17 seconds in America, someone writes, says, or does something so incredibly stupid that they deserve to be slapped, and you can help. If someone you know commits an act of boneheaded stupidity, simply extend your hand with the palm facing to the side, draw your arm back, and deliver a sharp, solid blow straight across their forehead. It's called a dope slap. It only takes a moment to perform, but the lesson can last a lifetime. This has been a message from the American Dope Slap Association and Metro South Podcasting.
I guess you can't go around slapping people because they're acting like dopes. I suppose that's... it's not good. That's too aggressive. So you can't do that. That's like assault. I mean, I don't mean to sit here and complain for half an hour. Nah, I guess I do. You know, the phrase, the grass is always greener on the other side, it's not. It's not greener, it's worse. So, I mean, like, I'm no pope or anything like that, although I'd love to be the pope. I really would. That way I could stand and go to the window in my bedroom, open the window, and talk to thousands of people about what I think, which is, I guess what I'm doing now. I would love to be the pope. You know, you don't have to choose your clothing in the morning. It's the same wardrobe every day. You might change the color of the hat or something, or the scarf, but other than that, it's pretty much the same uniform. And all you're doing is spouting nice things, you know. You're telling people how stupid they are and how they can make their lives better and how we can all come together. Being the Pope wouldn't be too bad. Although the travel schedule, that's exhausting.
And the Pope has people, you know, people who guard him and take care of him, you know. It's not a bad deal to have people. I don't have people. I don't have people. Pope also has his own car with a bubble on it. I don't have that. I guess the Pope is actually married to God, technically, which is, hope it works out. Can you imagine, like, because priests say that they're married to God, and that must be a messy divorce if it doesn't work out. Can you imagine that? Oh, my God. Are you enjoying the religious humor, by the way? No, I'd love to be Pope. I'd love to spread the word, you know? I would. I think that's a good thing to do. I think we can all do that. We can all be our own little popes, you know? We can all spread the good word. We can do that. I have a friend, Stephanie. She lives in Rhode Island. She may even be listening right now. She's on the show every once in a while, and she, on her Instagram, is that what you call it? Is Instagram, is that the thing where it's where you make the pudding immediately? I don't know what that is, Instagram. But anyway, she posts little phrases and very positive sayings every morning, and I look at it because it makes me feel good. It makes me feel positive, and like there's, you know, like some people are on the same page as me. I think we all feel that we need people that are on the same page, right? Yeah, you feel the way I do? Okay, now I feel better. And she puts out these little positive phrases, and they give me a positive outlook, and it kind of makes the sun shine for me, without the heat, of course. So thank you, Stephanie. People like you, we appreciate you, because you are our Pope, really, in a way, spreading the good word. You know, a lot of people tell me, years ago, Ron, you know, you're too serious about things. You know, you should smile more often. And I really made a conscious effort to actually smile, to increase upturn the ends of my mouth in a smiling configuration. And I actually started doing that. And then this virus thing came along, and now I'm wearing a mask and people can't see me smile. So like, this is like, wow, it's amazing how things turn around like that. Just as I started to smile to everybody, now they put a mask over my smile and they don't know. Have you ever been in a store wearing your mask, which you should be doing, and you're smiling at people as you're walking in, and you realize they can't see me smile. All they can do is maybe under my eyes, there's a little uptick of the wrinkles. Otherwise, they don't know I'm smiling. It's sad. So let's get this thing over with. Follow the rules, will ya? Let's get this thing done. Don't make us go backwards. Let's all be smart about this. All right, I've spread my word for today. I'll be back again tomorrow with a brand new show. Thanks for listening. I kind of spouted off a lot today, and I don't usually want to do that. But I think it's all good that we get things off our chest. My chest is clear now. That's a good thing. Have yourselves a wonderful day. I wish you peace. Come back again tomorrow. Will you do that? I'll be here. I'm waiting for you. We'll go buy shoes together at DSW or Kohl's or something like that. Come on, let's do it.